I guess you married or were married. Or
who?
You.
Yes, I married, and my husband died in 1954.
Okay, and his education?
He spent about 1 year mm-hmm. at Tennessee State University.
Okay, and he went to the Baptist Church?
Yes.
Okay, and what sort of people did he associate with? The people in his work? Or
he was an insurance agent, and he associated with my friends.
Was he as active as you were in church and so forth?
No.
Okay, and do you know much about his parents, where they came from?
I believe they were Tennesseans, he and Chattanooga.
Okay.
Now that was my first husband. I married again.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about your second
dentist.
Mhm. Okay. What about your second husband?
Well, my second husband worked at the Electric Power Board.
Mhm.
And he was previously married. You need that?
No, it's just some his what church you went to.
He goes to the Baptist Church, okay. Same church I attend.
And his education?
Well, he has about 2 years of college.
Okay, and he's still living?
Yes.
Well, how old is he?
He is 65.
Okay. Now, this part. Starting off, I need an idea of the house that you grew up in. Could you sketch the rooms of the house?
That I grew up in?
Yeah.
I can't draw at all. I'm not artistic.
Well, just a rough sketch of like where the rooms were. And
well,
the
no. That I lived in had four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
This was the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the bedroom. And this was another bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Were they connected by a hall?
No. That was the captain's here. This is the kitchen. This is the back porch. Now, this is the type of house I lived in until I was about 14.
Mm-hmm.
This was the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a running water. Now, when I was about, I was in the seventh grade, my grandmother, that I told you about mm-hmm. in North Chattanooga, firstly, my grandfather passed,
mm-hmm.
and my mother and her husband, and I moved over there with her to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.